Harris also criticized Trump and the Republican-led Senate's decision to ignore Ginsburg's final wish, dictated to her granddaughter, that her seat be left open until voters weigh in November 3rd.
Already the president and his party have chosen to ignore Justice Ginsburg's final wish to hold off the nomination to replace her until after the next president is chosen. A wish, by the way, shared by the American people.
The Trump administration is waging a legal fight to scrap the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. The Supreme Court is slated to hear arguments on the matter on November 10th.
President Trump and his party have made it clear they will pick a justice who will get rid of the Affordable Care Act.
Harris says overturning President Obama's signature piece of legislation could impact millions of Americans.
It's a decision that could take away health care for 20 million Americans. It is a decision that could take away protections for pre-existing conditions for more than 100 million people in our country.
Some experts have argued that it's unclear how Judge Amy Coney Barrett would rule on a challenge to Obamacare. Nicholas Bagley is a University of Michigan law professor. He's argued that the suit due before the High Court in November is significantly weaker than a past challenge to the ACA. But Harris argues that overturning the ACA could negatively impact health care for seniors and young people alike.
It's a decision that could take away Medicare benefits for seniors. It's a decision that could toss out the rule that says children can be covered on their parents' health care up to the age of 26.
The California Democrat also warned of dire consequences for women's health should the ACA disappear.
Getting rid of the Affordable Care Act will take us backward to a time where you could charge a woman more for her health care than you can charge a man just because she's a woman. Getting rid of the Affordable Care Act will take us backward to a time when pregnancy could be considered a pre-existing condition.
The Senate is due to take up the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett on October 12th. For Pacifica Evening News, I'm Max Pringle.